www.ctv.org.
Everyone, I'm Valerie Green, and you're tuned in to Harpistry, music of the roots and branches of the Celtic harp family from the Celtic world and beyond. We've got music of David Helfand on the show today, a multi-instrumentalist composer who's also a harpist. Leads off the show today, beginning with his band called Mythic Sky, which David says was inspired by acoustic music and British progressive New Age and space music.
Thank you.
Music in that last set from Oregon-based harpist, multi-instrumentalist, and composer David Helfand. That last, the last two pieces we heard were from his recording titled At the Edge of the Cornish Sea. We heard the title track followed by Cornish Sea Part 2, and that was inspired by a trip he made to Britain, where he visited the ruins of Tintagel Castle in Cornwall, which has a direct connection to the Arthurian legends, resulting in an emotionally profound experience, David said. And we started with David's group, Mythic Sky. From their self-titled CD, we heard Voices of the Old Growth. Next up, we've got music from Diana Rowan on harp and Pezam Akavas on percussion from their recording, The Sky at Dawn.
Thank you.
Those last two beautiful cuts were by Yasmin Ola. From her recording titled Oceans Rising, we heard Woman of the Sea and the vocal a cappella version called This Calling. And we heard from Diana Rowan on harp and Pezam Akvas on percussion from their recording The Sky at Dawn, starting that set. We heard Who Turned the Sky Wheel, an improvisation in 5/4 time that just takes flight, as Diana said. And we also heard a traditional Greek tune, Spirit Like a Water Wheel. Next up from the most recent recording from Aria Frankfurter and Lisa Lynn, Harmony House.
Thank you.
That last cut was by Trina Upsall from her recording Add Colors to My Sunset Sky. We heard Sunshine on a Stony Path. And beginning that set was R.E.A. Frankfurter and Lisa Lynn from their most recent recording titled Harmony House. We heard Misty Waltz, composed by Lisa Lynn, and a traditional piece titled If I Were a Blackbird. Next up, we've got music from Moira Nihahasig on harp and Chris Newman on guitar from their recording titled Dialogues.
Thank you.
Two cuts there from the most recent recording by Irish harpist Janet Harbison titled By Strangford Water. We heard Dance of the Water Sprites and in the background Bright New Morning. And before that we heard from Chris Newman on guitars and Marvin Nahahasig on harps from their recording Dialogues. We heard the Bee's Wing Hornpipe, followed by the medley of Donald MacLean's Farewell to Oban and Duntroon Castle. This has been Harpistry, produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Stay safe, everyone, and wishing you all a wonderful week. And until next time, thanks for joining me on Harpistry.